Well, good morning, everyone. We are back in our Tuesday slot. And, Chad, it seems like we haven't talked for a while, and so much has happened in the last week or so.
Yeah, we haven't talked since Wednesday, and basically the NFL blew up. So we'll have to just see what we can talk about today.
You know, I didn't even get a chance to talk with Dr. Shadid on Monday because I had a call with Singapore. But, man, I really wanted to get his thoughts on some of the things that were happening. But at the same time, look, even the weirdest one, I'm not sure what your thoughts were, the very fact that the Denver Broncos could not play any of their quarterbacks, and so it was literally Wildcat the entire time.
Yeah, that was definitely a strange situation. Then you have Baltimore and Pittsburgh. They may not actually play. They're playing now at Wednesday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Yep. And then you have the San Francisco 49ers who have literally no place to play.
Yep. And then on top of all that, Mike Patricia gets fired from the Detroit Lions. It has been a crazy, adventureful week.
Yeah, exactly. Will Fuller gets suspended.
Yep.
I mean, we had so many things going on, plenty to talk about.
Hey, a couple of news and notes I want to get your thoughts on. For Wednesday's game now, the Baltimore and Pittsburgh, as of right now, we may get an update later on this morning. It will be pushed out to week 18, whatever it is. But they will be playing supposedly on Wednesday. And J.K. Dobbins is now eligible to play on Wednesday and most likely Mark Ingram
will be. Yep. Yeah, so that actually screws a lot of people up who picked up Gus Edwards.
Yes.
And wanted to play him. Likely now that's going to hurt you. I actually sat all of my Baltimore and Pittsburgh players because I was afraid the game might not be played.
Yeah.
And, you know, what do you do fantasy-wise? But hopefully now at this point you have no choice. If you were banking on them, you just got to wait and hope that they play the game. If they play it on Wednesday, everything should be fine. You should get those points. The waiver wires got pushed out, so waiver wire pickups will probably not happen till Friday. But everything should be okay if they play on Wednesday. If they push it back further than Wednesday, then I really don't know what happens.
Yes. Now, for those who are paying attention, Lamar Jackson and Mark Andrews still are on the COVID list, and they will not be playing on Wednesday's game.
Yeah, exactly. And I think Connor is still out for Pittsburgh, right?
Yes. Yep. So James Connors, and then so Benny Snell is your starting running back over there. So he's still – I'm playing Benny Snell. I'm playing Deontay Johnson. I'm playing Big Ben. So I definitely need those guys on the game.
Yeah, I sat Big Ben, and I started Derek Carr, who got like 0.7 points. It was terrible.
Yes. Oh, you know, he usually doesn't do that bad of a game. The season, he's been decently well. He was terrible.
Yeah, and it was against Atlanta. I thought for sure he could get, you know, 10 points or something. He did horrible. But I expect to bounce back next week. They're playing the Jets, so they should bounce back pretty well.
Speaking of Atlanta, Young Ho Koo, isn't he a great fantasy football player?
Oh, man. I picked him up in another. I think he had almost 20 points.
Yes, he had 19 points.
Yeah, it's always a fun week if you can win because your kicker took over.
But, man, if you watch different videos of him, he does practice different angles. He does it flat so it lands a certain way. I really enjoy watching him.
Oh, yeah, no, and I'm glad he's finally found a team that he could stick with. I mean, I remember when he started with the Chargers, and I was excited to see with him, but he just, you know, had a couple situations where he couldn't get really into a groove. I feel like he's found a home now.
Hey, good news for you. Dalvin Cook, not expected to miss any time. I know he's on your keeper league.
Oh, man, when I saw that injury, I was holding my breath. But, man, talk about Iron Man. That guy went into the tent, basically missed like two series, and then came back after that. I mean, he needed help to get
healed.
So I was shocked, but yeah, total Iron Man.
Yeah, that was a concern when you see someone with the injury like Dalvin Cook who limps off the field, is helped by two people. You're sitting there, oh man, what kind of injury is this? With all of these ACL damages, you're just hoping nothing happens with the ankle or the ACL.
Yeah, and I've got Madison in my bag. And so hopefully, again, for those of you getting ready for the playoffs, you know, protect your main guys. If you've got a Dalvin Cook, if you've got a Derrick Henry, make sure you have the backups so that you can fill in just in case something happens this next week.
Will Fuller is suspended 6 games for PED. Essentially, you're going to drop him because he's not going to be able to play for the rest of the season. It really elevates Brandon Cooks.
Yeah, exactly. Brandon Cooks. And then they lost Randall Cobb. And they also dropped Kenny Stills.
Yes.
They don't even know who the second wide receiver is now.
Coochie.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he's not bad actually. Yep. So you know that might be a decent waiver wire pickup. Definitely, yep. Cooks will be the star, but Kuti could be a good pickup.
Well, Fuller is coming off this phenomenal game last week. I mean, it was just a great game from Will Fuller.
Well, phenomenal season. This has been his best season stat wise, and you know it makes you wonder if the PEDs is the reason why. Yep. But we'll see. We'll see what happens to him.
He did issue a statement that he was taking some supplements that his doctors had prescribed that he thought was legit, and for some reason was not legit. So who knows what's going to happen with that?
Yeah, standard kind of rejection. They had a standard response to PEDs, but his suspension lasts into week one of the year. So, and I think he's not signed through next year. I think this is the end of his contract.
Oh, really?
I think so. So whoever picks him up has to deal with the fact that he'll miss at least one game.
Oh, I thought it applied for him in the playoffs. That first game he misses the playoff.
Oh, maybe you're right. You might be right. I know they were saying it pushes into one. But it's six games. And so we're in week 14. So it's going to be 14, 15, 16, 13. So four. Yeah, I guess that could play into the playoffs. You're right.
Yeah. Hey, Daniel Jones, the QB will definitely wind up missing some time with a bad strain and hamstring.
Yeah, I saw that. Also was hoping for the Giants defense there. Hopefully he can come back. I don't know, the hamstring pull, maybe it's a 1 or 2 week injury. We'll see if he can make it back for the playoffs.
Hey, let me ask you a quick question. You see this, the NFC East is just completely crowded with the Giants and Washington, and then later on the Eagles and Dallas Cowboys, but everyone is a game apart. If you had your thoughts, who would you pick?
Oh man, that's tough. It feels like, man, Washington, when they look great against Dallas with Antonio Gibson going nuts. I could see them pulling it off. Now that I would have maybe said the Giants, but with Daniel Jones out, the Cowboys, you still feel like they do have the talent. But given the loss to Washington, I'd put my chips on Washington.
Yeah. Because a lot of times you look at the front four led by Chase Young, they are giving a lot of pressure to the quarterback. Alex Smith has also stabilized the team, and now you have McKissick, one of your best third down backs, and Antonio Gibson with 3 touchdowns during Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah, exactly. They seem the most balanced of the groups. But the bottom line is whoever wins, you don't expect them to get much, further into the playoffs, but we'll see.
But Ron Rivera, he would be looking good in Bears uniform right now as a head coach.
Yeah, well, it looks like the Bears, after that horrible loss, they've never fired a coach in season. So I'm hoping that Nagy's kids go to my son's school and school district. So I'm hoping they make it through the end of the season. But it looks like his days are numbered.
Don't you worry. Jim Harbaugh is coming in, and Mike Singletary will be his defensive coordinator.
We'll see. We'll see. You might be right.
Hey, Josh Jacobs is hurt his ankle. There's a good chance that he will not be playing next week. And so as a result, Devontae Booker is someone that you need to target heavily in your waiver wire this week.
Yeah, watch that. Watch the injury list, because I've heard conflicting reports, some saying that he might still try to play next week. So I don't know. Take a look at that. But definitely Booker would be a nice backup, especially against the Jets. They're playing the Jets, so there should be points to be had. Particularly, this is the last week before the playoffs, if your playoffs start the
playoffs.
And so you might need to swing for the fences to try to get into a playoff spot. And Booker or the Raiders playing the Jets, that could do it for you.
For some of you guys, like for me, I have one game left in a couple of leagues where I am a game away from the playoffs. And so I am trying to figure out who my best group is. Like even my biggest one is Josh Allen, Justin Herbert, all of that stuff. Deontay Johnson, Chase Claypool, Stephon Diggs. Man, this is a big week for many people.
Yeah, and what I would just say is when you're making a decision and you need a win and you're having to pick between two players, pick the player that has the higher ceiling.
Yeah.
You want to go for the big points as opposed to, you'll just get, 8, 9, 10 points. You want to try to get the guy who maybe will get you 20. I mean, because you need the big points to win.
Yeah, because at the end, there's nothing for you to lose, right? I mean, so just go with your best bet and just hope that everything goes well.
Yeah, like last week, Justin Jefferson was a good example of that. Thielen was out. There was a good potential there. There were other receivers available, but man, Jefferson paid out. Had 2 touchdowns, had a big high ceiling. So you want to get those guys who maybe could really bust out.
Like, wouldn't you say a lot of times, we were just talking about him, Brandon Cooks has a high, high ceiling. Deshaun Watson is doing really well. He throws for a lot of yardage. Brandon Cooks is probably your best wide receiver out there with David Johnson out as well, too. You got to play him. There's no reason for you not to play him this week.
Exactly, exactly. That's the exact kind of situation where, you know, he's going to get the volume. There's a chance for a lot of points. Yep. So exactly what that's what I'd be looking for.
Hey, DJ Moore suffered a non-contact ankle injury. X-ray shows no break, but as of yet, he may or may not play in this week's game.
Yeah, I saw that. That was disappointing. So we'll have to see. But that's Curtis Samuel on the other side, right? So
yep.
So Curtis Samuel is definitely someone who should pick up volume there.
Which, let me actually say something different. They actually have a scheduled bye in week 13. Oh, so actually, this actually helps Bridgewater and Christian McCaffrey because Bridgewater was injured on the last play of the game and McCaffrey has been out for a while. So I bet you when they come back in week 14, everyone should be back.
I'm hopeful. The McCaffrey situation, and I've got him on one of my teams. If you've held him on for this long, what you're hoping is he comes back for the fantasy playoffs yep. and carries you through. But we'll see. I'm really worried that they might shut him down for the year. Yep. So hopefully that doesn't happen, but we'll have to watch closely.
Got it. Hey, Zach Ertz was not activated for week 12, but should be activated for week 13. Another one, David Montgomery rolls for a season high 143 total yards. Alvin Kamara was invisible in week 12 with Taysom Hill. We talked about Younghoo Koo was Austin Eckler returns, totals 129 yards. But Kendall Hilton, flames out of QB, throws two interceptions in the blowout loss.
Yeah, the one I'd pick out of what you mentioned, you know, Alvin Kamara, I would expect him to bounce back, but Latavius Murray had 124 yards and two touchdowns. You can't ignore that. That was pretty interesting. And obviously the Taysom Hill situation is continuing. So watch that closely, but those could be pickups to help carry you through next week.
And don't be surprised if he has one more bad week because Taysom Hill should be playing for one more week before Drew Brees comes back. It should be a 3 to 4 week injury. And so a lot of times Alvin Kamara has struggled because Taysom Hill tends to run the ball quite a lot.
Yeah, exactly. And so you took that away from it's coming at the cost of Kamara. So, but it'll be interesting if Drew Brees comes back. I know it was 3 to 4 weeks, but man, when I heard how many broken ribs, I was like, I can't believe it if he comes back that quick.
Hey, last thing is completely off radar. Did you see this? Best rookie performance, Jeremy Chinn, Carolina Panthers, two fumble recovery touchdowns in the same game.
Oh, yeah, I watched that. And when that happened, it was within minutes of each other that he got the fumble recovery and scored. And I actually looked him up because I wanted to see the last name Chinn. It's
C-H-I-N-N. Yep,
Is that an Asian last name? But I couldn't figure it out. So I don't know. But, you know, I think he played at – was he at SIU or
That I don't know. Hey, it's the same thing as when I saw Patrick Chung on the New England Patriots. Are they Asians?
Yeah, Patrick Chung is. He's half. But Chinn, I don't know if he is or not. But anyway, that was an amazing stat. But before that game, he was already one of the candidates for Rookie Defensive Player of the Year.
Really?
You got to think he's definitely in that running now. He's having a great season.
Yeah. Hey, let's go over to the Houston-Detroit game from this past week, all right? Houston Texans, during Thanksgiving week, Thanksgiving Day, won 41-25 against the Detroit Lions. The Lions were terrible as a result. Mike Patricia was fired and let go, along with general manager Bob Quinn. And so Matthew Stafford, his usual, with no DeAndre Swift. Adrian Peterson had 55 yards. Hockenson continues to be old faithful, which is one of my biggest regrets of the season for dropping TJ Hockenson because he was my tight end in all my leagues with 5 catches, 89 yards. But the big story is you and I were talking about Will Fuller for his last game of the season, 171 yards and 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, I thought this was Deshaun Watson. I mean, Watson had a big game. If you had him in your lineups, he had over 30 points and just looked great that Thursday game. Really, Detroit, this was a blowout. Detroit scored a couple garbage time touchdowns at the end there to make it closer. But Houston looked really strong. It will be interesting to see, though, without Will Fuller now, you know, what that looks like.
Yeah. In terms of the Washington Dallas game, Washington 41, Dallas Cowboys 16. And so the star of the game was Antonio Gibson with 115 yards and three touchdowns. On the Dallas Cowboys end, Ezekiel Elliott did not do anything. 10 rushes, 32 yards. Amari Cooper was probably your best player at 112 yards with one touchdown.
Yeah, I was surprised Dallas wasn't more competitive. Washington just came out and jumped all over them. You know, and usually Dallas has an advantage in this Thanksgiving game, but for whatever reason, they came out really flat. Washington's defense looked really strong again. And just as I said, I think they're probably the favorite for the NFC East.
Yeah. Going to the Sunday's game, the Atlanta Falcons put up 43 points on the Las Vegas Raiders. And even hearing John Grudem in his press conference, he was going through all of their penalties. He says, you can't win with all these penalties. They were just making bad, terrible mistakes. So they won 43-6 on that end. Look, the Raiders, there's really no one to talk about. Your best one was Renfro at 73 yards on seven catches. Ruggs got 56 yards. But other than that, there really was nothing to talk about. And David Carr started for you, and he was terrible, Jed.
Oh, he was horrible. He didn't even get 1 point. He literally had 0.7 points for me. So what's more, but you know, I guess that happens sometimes. Again, you look at sometimes at the travel, having to go across country, but they just totally laid an egg. I mean, I was shocked. You know, the Atlanta Falcons defense is not that great. Yeah. I would expect the Raiders to bounce back. I don't think the Falcons are that great, but it was a nice win for them.
Todd Gurley was out for the Falcons, so you did have a Brian Hill who did okay with 55 yards, and Ito Smith actually had 65 yards rushing. You're going to expect that Todd Gurley will probably come back this week. Calvin Ridley, with Julio Jones injured, had 50 yards and one touchdown. But even with that, Calvin Ridley has not been doing well, especially since his injury recently.
Yeah, he's not the same. You know, the whole passing attack has taken a step down there. And, well, you know, they're spreading the ball around, which is not a bad thing, but it's hard to figure out who to pick up for fantasy.
And rarely do you see Julio Jones and Calvin Ridley on the same team playing at the same time, because one of those guys is usually injured.
Yeah, which is unfortunate, because otherwise, you know, they'd be such an amazing duo together.
Yeah. Hey, the LA Chargers, this was the game that I watched a lot, loses to the Buffalo Bills 27-17. And I kept going back and forth, Josh Allen, Justin Herbert, Josh Allen. I finally played Justin Herbert, and I should play Josh Allen. So whatever. And so, hey, the story of the game was Austin Eckler, who comes back after multiple weeks from his torn hamstring, and he did pretty well.
Yeah, he had 11 receptions for 85 yards. So it was really, you know, the receiving part in addition to the running, which looked good. You know, I said I've been avoiding that backfield, but Eckler looked pretty good. And so if you hung on to him and waited, it might be paying off now.
Yeah. Hey, now on the Buffalo Bills side, Devin Singletary, are you looking at him? 11 carries, 82 yards. Yeah, are we finally seeing something? Yeah,
you know, I mean, again, if you have to swing for something, maybe. But I just feel like the rushing attack in Buffalo has been really disappointing all season. It's really been about Josh Allen. He's probably their leading rusher, would be my guess. And so I probably would stay away from there. There's probably some other ones I'd like to swing with first.
One player we're looking at, Stephon Diggs. If you were in, like for me, because I'm asking you for your fantasy advice, near the playoffs, you have one game, are you starting Stephon Diggs?
Yeah, I mean, Diggs, I think he's proven this season his talent is there, and you know, he can explode. And so I think you got to play Diggs. I mean, he's a clear top 10. That's one guy I think I really missed on this season. I didn't expect him and Allen to have such rapport, so I would play him next week.
Got it. New York Giants now propels with their win to first place in the NFC East, which is not saying very much, against the Cincinnati Bengals in the Burrow-less Bengals at 19-17 in that one. And so you're going to have a Colt McCoy at least for the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, the interesting person here to me was Wayne Gallman. Again, had a nice outing, 94 yards, one touchdown. So we'll have to see, because is the other back coming back the 14th?
Devontae Freeman?
Yeah, is Freeman coming back next week?
He should be.
So it'll be interesting to see what happens there, because Gallman has been really steady and strong. Yep. So watch that closely. He carried me for a couple of weeks there. Evan Engram had a nice output with six receptions, 129 yards. On the Bengals side, I sat T. Higgins, yep. but he did okay.
Yeah.
You know, he did okay, and so I think that's something to watch. You may still be able to play Higgins even with Burrow out.
Chad, we finally saw something in Engram. He is so frustrating to own because he disappears for long stretches, and then when you bench him, he has a good game, and then next week, we probably won't hear from him again.
Yeah, the tight end position has been really tricky this year, though. So, you know, if you can get points there, that's something you got to try to do.
And next game, I know you were watching this. Tennessee Titans 45, Colts 26. It really was Derrick Henry, secondary A.J. Brown.
Yeah, no, Derrick Henry just I was actually roasting my oldest son, who he traded Derrick Henry for Christian McCaffrey about 4 weeks ago. I warned him. I was like, man, Derrick Henry, this guy is a stud, and he really is just showing it. I mean, they're going to just keep riding him through the playoffs, but 178 yards. Actually, at this point, I thought, okay, Derrick Henry's going to have the game of the season fantasy-wise. But then after this game, Tyreek Hill almost yep. broke the record.
Yep.
Really was close. So yep. those two guys. But Derrick Henry, man, if you have him, just enjoy the ride. He's amazing.
Especially the last two seasons. He gets stronger as the season goes. Now, at the same time, is you know these things about running backs. They're just going to keep running and running and running him. And eventually, a couple years from now, he'll break down and he probably won't be good and he'll be slow. But right now, he is so good and runs over everyone.
Yeah, if you look at his fourth quarter stats, it's really amazing. He truly does get better at the end of the game, and it seems to wear people out. And so that's why even if he doesn't have a good first half, just keep waiting, and usually you'll see those points will still come in the second half.
On the Indianapolis side, we finally saw something out of T.Y. Hilton, 81 yards and one touchdown. We all had hopes in Michael Pittman. He disappointed with 28 yards.
Yeah, Michael Pittman, you know, but it was more in garbage time that the Hilton stats came. So I'm still thinking that Pittman could bounce back, but that was a disappointment. I had Pittman in starting, and so I was disappointed there. But, you know, we'll see. I mean, I think this was a tough game for the Colts. They should bounce back next week.
Yeah. Cleveland Browns, Chad, seems to have found a good formula. They are second in the AFC North, 27-25 over the Jags. And their formula is run Chubbs and a run Hunt all day.
Yeah, and then you saw, though, a little bit more from the passing
yes.
game this time. Jarvis Landry, who I've been a big fan of, but this season has been so down for the Browns passing, he finally busted out. I mean, 143 yards, eight receptions for a touchdown. You saw a little bit of Austin Hooper as well. So this is a good sign if Cleveland is now building off of the running game and expanding the passing game. But yeah. it was against the Jags. Yeah. So, you know, be careful there. A little bit of a mirage given they're playing the Jags.
But it seems a strategy has set up the run game to open up the passing lane does work, especially since they don't have Odell Beckham to sit there and do all these wonderful catches. Your best bet is to follow Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt.
Yeah, and I think it works because they have both Chubb and Hunt. Because when you have both of them, you know, it's not, you can't just plan for the run. You got to plan for the run and the pass out of the backfield. So I think it seems to be working. You know, the Browns are having, I think this is their best season in probably like 30, 40 years.
Yeah. On the Jacksonville side, okay, Mike Glennon did better than I thought he was going to do, Jed.
Yeah, the Bears, you know, Mike Glennon, Trey Burton had a decent outing. All the former Bears did okay.
Yes. Yes, Leonard Floyd has been doing decent. All former Bears usually do pretty well.
Yeah, actually, Leonard Floyd has been really killing it. He's, I think he's got, six or seven sacks on the season.
Correct, yes. Yeah. With this one, you have old steady James Robinson, 22 carries, 128 yards. There was no DJ Chark, and so as a result, you had Colin Johnson was your leading receiver with 96 yards and one touchdown.
Yeah, Colin Johnson has popped up on the waiver wire list, and I think that's, you know, an interesting one. You know, I think a little bit matchup dependent, but still, James Robinson really carries the show, and it does open up some of the passing games, so someone you can look at.
Yep. Now, if I was Jacksonville, I'd trade James Robinson for a number one draft pick, and because you could get running backs pretty easily.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think if anything, you know, especially in Chicago, we're seeing you just need a quarterback.
And you do.
We'll see.
Hey, Carolina Panthers loses to the Minnesota Vikings 28-27. With that one, Teddy Bridgewater gets injured on the last plays. DJ Moore, we talked about, is injured with a non-contact ankle injury. Christian McCaffrey was out. Robbie Anderson did pretty well. I needed him to do pretty well. After a couple of down games, he came back.
Yeah, this was a nice game for the Vikings. If you watch this, you know, the Carolina Panthers had two defensive touchdowns. And so the Vikings really kind of crawled their way back. And Kirk Cousins, he looked pretty good. You know, he had 300 yards, three touchdowns, led the game-winning drive. And, you know, again, if you're looking for a quarterback, not a bad streaming option. You know, he might help carry you into the playoffs because he looked pretty good on the Sunday.
And on the Minnesota end, look, Kirk Cousins is a lot of times he'll never start for you. But if you need a filler, he is pretty good. 307 yards, three touchdowns, and two of them over to Justin Jefferson.
Yeah, Justin Jefferson looked great, but Thielen was out. I think Thielen is back this week, so we'll have to see how that works out. And then Dalvin Cook, a little bit of a down. You know, as you mentioned, he was injured there briefly, but did come back, so that was good to see. I would expect him to continue to do well.
By the way, Chad, I've been seeing, what's his name? Chad Beebe, doing decently well, the son of former Buffalo Bills, Don Beebe.
Yeah, if you watch the game, he had a muffed punt. That led to a touchdown led to a field goal for the Panthers right at the end of the game. But then he caught the game-winning touchdown. So, yeah, that was interesting.
Hey, this was a game that surprised me. I'm surprised the New England Patriots wins 2017 to the Arizona Cardinals on the last-second field goal by Nick Folk. I was even surprised it got that far. And so I thought Arizona was definitely going to win on this one.
Well, Arizona missed their game-winning field goal, which then gave New England the chance. So that was – but, you know, this is a weird game. The Arizona, Kenyon Drake, he really carried the day with 22 carries, 78 yards, and two touchdowns. Yep. We've been talking about Drake. Yeah, the last few weeks seems like he's really surpassed Chase Edwards. And so kind of coming back. Kyler Murray had a terrible game, 170 yards, one interception, no touchdowns. So Hopkins also had a down game. You know, it seems like New England kind of figured out Kyler Murray, kind of forced him to stay in the pocket, and he didn't do as well. So we'll see if other defenses pick up on that. But I would hope that he could bounce back. I have him in one of my big leagues, so hoping he bounces back.
On the New England side is you have Damian Harris, 47 yards. Sony Michel is now back as well, too. And Jacoby Myers at 52 yards. I mean, five catches. It's okay. But at the same time, if you're in a must-win situation, I'm not sure I would play any New England Patriots.
Yeah, you know, their formula is not to score points. Their formula is to, you know, ball control, running the game, clock control, and then playing with defense. They're trying to keep the scores down. So you're looking for teams that are really opening it up and scoring a lot of points, and they're not one of them.
Miami Dolphins 20, New York Jets 3, Ryan Fitzpatrick. Hey, when Fitzpatrick plays, I am picking up Gesicki and also Devontae Parker.
Yeah, no, I have Devontae Parker. And as soon as I knew that Fitzpatrick was playing, I was like, okay, Parker's going to do great.
Yes.
Sure enough, he had 119 yards. You know, hopefully they stick with Fitzpatrick, but we'll see. I know they want Tua to get in there. As I said, you know, the Dolphins, I think with Fitzpatrick, are definitely much more of a statistical team you can bank on.
The Jets continue to be winless. The only person to really be able to look at, Frank Gore with 74 yards.
Yeah, that was impressive. Frank Gore, you know, he's what, almost 40 years old and still playing well. So, yeah, you know, again, that's the kind of pickup where if you want a safe set of points, maybe 6, 7, 8 points, you can pick him up. But if you're looking to win on a weekend, he's not going to be the one that does it for you.
It looks like Sam Darnold's time in New York will probably be ending soon, especially if Trevor Lawrence comes out. Would you want the Bears to get Sam Darnold?
I wouldn't. I mean, you know, I think Darnold has looked good in spots, you know. So, you know, but I don't know. But the Bears, who knows?
Hey, New Orleans Saints 31-3. Chad, this was a ugly game. It was wildcat and running the whole time. When you have Philip Lindsay starting the game as your number one quarterback and receiving the first snap and then gets injured, Melvin Gordon did terrible. Man, this was an ugly game.
Yeah, I think the Broncos were wishing that Tim Tebow was back because it would have looked better than that. That was horrible. You know, I felt But you got to, you know, you feel bad for them. But on the other hand, I think the Broncos quarterbacks, they're the ones to blame, because apparently they knew and the NFL said, hey, you need to be cautious with your practice Mondays and Tuesdays. They decided to go forward with it, let all the quarterbacks meet together, yeah. And they went maskless. And there you go. It took out all of their quarterbacks. So
this is one of those things where you need to pay attention to the news. Like, so when this broke, I benched Noah Fiant right away in all my leagues. And so I picked up Jordan Reed. And so what Jordan Reed is, you knew, was definitely going to be better than Noah Fant.
Yeah, actually, I've got Jordan Reed as well. And I'm expecting, you know, him to actually, what did he end up getting? He didn't do that great.
No, not really.
Yeah, he knew that great. But still, at some points is better than nothing.
Yeah. Latavius Murray, 124 yards. Are you looking at him on the waiver wire this week?
Yes. Yeah, I am. You know, the running back pickings is fairly slim, but I think Murray is someone who, you know, maybe can carry you and get you some points into the playoffs.
San Francisco wins a 23 against the Rams 20. Look, the start of this game was great to see Mostert coming back. He had 43 yards and one touchdown. But Deebo Samuel might still be on your waiver wire. And so a lot of times, pay attention to that one.
Yep, exactly. Both Samuel and Mostert, if you can get a hold of those guys, I think they're just going to get better. Mostert, I think they were easing him in coming back from injury. I expect him next week and building. He could be a strong player for the playoffs. Same thing with Deebo Samuel. I mean, 11 receptions, 133 yards. That's a great game and good sign with volume.
And on the LA Rams side, Jed, you'll probably agree with me. One of your top waiver wire picks, Cam Akers. They may actually, he's been doing really, really well the last couple. And with Daryl Henderson not doing well, or Malcolm Brown not doing well, Cam Akers, who is now healthy with that rib injury, may really do well for the rest of the season.
Yeah, he got 84 yards on only 9 carries. So that was pretty impressive. But, you know, the Rams, they just seem to like to spread out those carries. I hope they focus on Akers more. But agree, if he's available, he's someone you want to pick up.
Chiefs 27, Buccaneers 24. We watched the game. It was not that close.
Yeah, no, that was the Chiefs looked really strong. They were in control most of the game. Tyreek Hill went nuts. Again, I thought that he was going to break the single fantasy day scoring record. He didn't end up doing that, but he came pretty darn close. Almost had 300 receiving yards, which is just amazing.
Yeah, but you know what? A lot of times you and I have talked about Tyreek Hill. He has these monster games, then disappears for a while. Then has a monster game. At the end of the year, you're sitting there, wow, he's one of your top three wide receivers. That's because he had a couple, like three or four monster games, but average games in the rest of the season.
Yeah, but I think he's strung together more of those this season than in the past. I agree that there was fluctuation, but I think that this season, more than any other, he's had more consistent scoring. So if you have him this season, you know, you should be in a strong position and you know, heading into the playoffs.
Speaking of strong seasons, Clyde Edwards-Helaire. For those who have Clyde Edwards-Helaire, especially in Dynasty, are you keeping him for your Dynasty?
Ah, that's tough. I mean, if you have him for Dynasty, I think that, you know, he's probably a good building block. I mean, he's an every week starter. You can plug him in. But for me, for him at the running back position, given the offense there, I just feel like he's just, you can't bank on him with consistency every week because the Chiefs are a passing team. And so I think, but if you've got him, I think you got to stick with him.
And when Patrick Mahomes, here's a good case in point. Jed, I don't like picking quarterbacks because I think you could pick one lower, hence Daniel Jones. But I had one guy who's notoriously in last place in one of our leagues. He has Patrick Mahomes in his starting quarterback. He's in first place this year because he has games like this.
Yeah, and Mahomes, you know, but you think about Mahomes and Lamar Jackson, they went almost the same right around third round.
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson has been horrible. Mahomes has been great. You know, I agree. I don't like to spend the high pick, but if you have Mahomes, especially if you could pair Mahomes with like a Tyreek Hill or with a Clyde Edwards, maybe you'd be doing a lot better. But generally, I don't like going that route.
On the other end, Rob Gronkowski, as soon as Mark Andrews was benched, with COVID, I play Rob Gronkowski. That was a good call.
Yeah, that's a nice pickup. And like I said, I did not think Gronk was going to return to form, but he has. He's looking really good. They're starting to use him more, especially down the middle. You actually saw in the game, Brady, Romo called this really clearly. Brady actually audibled directly to Gronk, basically just said, go up the middle.
Yeah.
And sure enough, hit him for like, I think, 20-some yards. I mean, that's classic Brady to Gronk.
When I watch the game, it seems like they keep trying to force the ball and throw long to Mike Evans.
Yeah, they're forcing Brady to go long. And I think what we've seen is Brady with passes over 20 yards, he just can't do it anymore. He's just not as accurate. But you're right. I think Bruce Arians keeps forcing that as opposed to just going to kind of more of the short, quick passes, timing passes.
Yeah.
I don't know. You think eventually they got to let Brady just kind of call the game he wants to play.
The Brady game, wouldn't you say Ronald Jones gets about 15 to 20 rushing yards? Then you scatter a bunch of different passes to Antonio Brown, 10 yards, Rob Gronkowski, 12 yards, Godwin, and then open up for three or four long passes to Mike Evans. That's always been Brady.
Yeah, I mean, Brady's MO is that he can read your defense faster than anyone else, right? He can make those quick decisions, but he's at the age where he can't just overpower you physically. And so you have to use his brain, and it doesn't seem like they're doing it that well.
And last one before we wrap up and briefly talk about waiver wires, the Bears loses to the Green Bay Packers 41-25. It felt like as I was watching game, Mitch Trubisky came out, wanted to be aggressive, and the aggression turned to interceptions.
Yeah, basically old Mitch came back, you know, a lot of interceptions. I thought he ended up decent statistically with three touchdowns, 242 yards. So if you're looking in terms of fantasy, I mean, Montgomery had over 100 yards. Robinson had two touchdowns. But as far as being a fan, you can't win turning the ball over. And so that was not good for the Bears.
It felt like on that second drive with that interception in the end zone, they were making a lot of headway. And he goes and throws that interception. But that's typical Mitch Trubisky. He tries to be aggressive and just doesn't work out.
Yeah, no, unfortunately not. I'm thinking the Bears have to basically clean house, and so he probably won't be here next year.
It feels like a team, even with the defense, that has given up on their coach.
Yeah, and it feels like a team that needs to basically start over, which is sad.
Yeah. Hey, any waiver wires? We talked about Cam Akers. We've talked about Deebo Samuel this week. We've even talked about Devontae Booker. Who else is on your waiver wire?
Yeah, the only other one I'll add, Allen Lazard had a nice touchdown catch for Green Bay. He might be sitting there, on your waivers. All the other guys we mentioned, though, Kirk Cousins, Taysom Hill, Wayne Gallman, a lot of waiver potential there to pick up for week 13 to get you into the playoffs.
Yeah. It's the last week before, for many teams, playoffs starting. And so for some of you guys are one game back in the 16 playoff league. This is the best time. Trade deadline is over, everything like that. Waiver wire is your best pick. And so a lot of times, if you have that number one waiver wire pick, this is the best time to pick up that player. If you had that one player and you have Cam Akers available, you had Devontae Booker available, who are you picking for this week, Jed?
I think my biggest one maybe for this week, let me see. I might go with Nelson Agholor with Las Vegas. Las Vegas was down. They're playing the Jets this week. I might take a swing on a Raiders player this week, as a sleeper to get some points.
Interesting. Okay, on a side note, something I noticed that you did this weekend. You dropped Justin Tucker for Cool.
I did. Because of the Baltimore game, I didn't want to play any Baltimore players. I'm actually just going to mention that if you're going to your waivers and you're getting ready for the playoffs, don't forget your defenses and your kickers.
Yeah.
Koo is a big pickup. Tucker has been great all season, but again, they got to play. And I feel like Baltimore may not play. So, don't neglect those two positions because they can win you a lot of
wins. Yes. And Cool ended up getting you 19 points.
I'm not expecting 19 every week, but that ended up being a great pickup.
Got it. Well, Jed, hey, we're going to come back on Friday, but we went over, guys, about 8 minutes over. So thank you. We just had a lot to talk about. It's been a little bit over a week since we last talked. So, Jed, thanks for your time.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Good luck to everyone. We'll be back with, heading into the weekend.
Hey, for those, follow us on Instagram and Facebook at fantasymatchup.nfl, fantasymatchup.nfl. During this time, we love to share on social media some of the newest updates of players coming in and now latest updates in terms of injuries as well, too. So, hey, and if you get a chance, please rank us and put 5 stars on. If you get a chance, download us on iTunes, all of that, wherever you listen to podcasts. So thank you so much.